You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Bernice Besson, psychic medium.
Bernice Besson.
Live from BerniceBessonPsychic.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Bernice Besson, Psychic Media,
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, it's Psychic Tuesday, and I'm your guide, Sweet B. Boy, I'm so glad we made it to this day. It's been kind of a bumpy ride for me this last week. Just staying, trying to flow with the energy, just surrendering to it, flowing to it. I have a full, about a 4 or 5 minute reading I've put on for the collective on my Facebook page at Bernice Besson Psychic. You can go check that out today. But we're going to get started. I'm going to look at the astrology at the top, the 12 signs. Now, each sign, you can listen to sun, moon, and rising. If you know that, I use traditional whole house astrology, Western astrology. And we're going to get started. We're going to start with Aries, sun, moon, rising. The word for this next 7 days is commitments. Commitments that you make to people, your career, opportunities that pop up are really good. And even yourself. Even promises you've made to yourself, you're going to be really focused on commitments, getting commitments, signing commitments, reviewing commitments, trying to understand where those are coming from for you. You've got Mars, the North Node, and Chiron. You've been, for the last several weeks, really healing some deep wounds around your value, Aries. And now you're looking at making commitments and signing on board. And again, give them a good review. Let's keep going. We've got Taurus's sun, moon, rising. Boy, half the universe is in your sign at this moment. And we've got Venus, the sun. We've got Jupiter. And Uranus is really the story this week. And it's sort of conjunction with Venus and really bringing about surprising outcomes to what we value. And because this is all in your sign, along with this new moon that is right now as we sort of speak, is care. The word that would come to me would be the word care. Caring for yourself, caring for what's going on around you, caring for others, putting some effort into your care, your health care, your financial care, and your security. And these are big things for you, Taurus, because this reset really is this last, you know, since 2019, you've really been going through a pretty transformative time. And this next year is really about your care paying off. Let's keep going. We've got Geminis. The word is respect for this next 7 days and really about boundaries and respect. And that, are you being respected where you work? Are you being respected in the relationships you're in? Are you being respected for what you're doing? And do you respect yourself? And do you respect the people around you? These are going to be some key questions for Geminis and really determining where you belong and who does respect you and how do they show that to Geminis. Cancerians, we have our little crab. Sun, moon, and rising. And the word for this next week is boundaries. Now, part of that, so part of that's going to be you've got some really big transits coming up in June and July. It's a large reset for you, little crabs. And I just feel like right now, setting boundaries with the right people, setting boundaries on your time, setting boundaries on how much you're giving, setting boundaries with what people can expect from around you is going to be really big over this next 7 days. And you won't be sorry about it later, even if it's really uncomfortable, little crap. Leo, sun, moon, rising. We've got our little Leos. Learning, taking in, really observing and watching people around you, particular people maybe you work with, maybe people in your competitive sphere, maybe people in your circle, and really watching and being observant about what is around the corner. And this could be really around what opportunities lay, where maybe some challenges are with maybe partners and people that have been having their own power struggles in their life, and really coming to a learning and appreciating maybe where they're at as well, and also learning maybe what you need to be really excellent, what you need to do to be really on top of something that you've been trying to master. And I feel like that learning is going to pay off, particularly this next 7 days. Let's keep going. We've got Virgo. Virgo, all this energy in Pisces. We've got Neptune and Saturn still there, still really making you question the deepening of partnerships and maybe questioning, you know, things that you thought, and you could be challenged on some of those belief systems. And the word is intuition, and to really guide, let your own intuition surrender to it. Don't try to be figuring out every message and everything. Allow for surrender and allow your intuition to really guide you. You usually feel it in your gut. And so if you've been having stomach issues, if you've been having digestive issues, Virgo, I'd pay attention. It could be some tough decisions or conversations you could need to have around you, around people being elusive. You know, that's one thing Virgos can't stand. And so there we have it. Okay, Libra. Ooh, the word is adventure. Boy, it sure has felt like one, I bet. And it could be a bit of an adventure with people. Don't get the runaround. You could be taken on a bit of an adventure into, you know, down a few rabbit holes. And that can include like going down what I call the voicemail rabbit hole, or going down, you know, the prompts where you're like, press one, press two. And so you could get caught up in some of the meshing of systems, a meshing of things. And adventure would be the antidote, and this could be small adventures, taking a chance on adventures, booking some trips, really looking at planning some of these things, and maybe really, maybe you got some exciting date nights coming up to rekindle things with a partner, especially with all that healing, assertive energy in Aries, which is your house of partnership. So there's a lot of action needing there, and a lot of actions taken there. Now, let's keep going. We've got Scorpio. We've got the word patience. Ugh, right? Okay, every Scorpio just went, right. You guys are like totally patient. You can wait under a rock for a really long time and then come out with your little stinger. And so patience, you're almost there, and you've got all this energy right now in your seventh house of partnerships and commitments. You know, no quick moves, because it could make it or break it. This is all about things, business partners, relationship partners, work partners, those types of things that you've made commitments to people, even your customers, or maybe even your clientele, that there could be some really wonderfully unexpected opportunities, really wonderful kudos or things popping out for you, or maybe your name's just being referred around. So that's kind of a nice thing for you, Scorpios. Sagittarians, the word is resilience. And this really shows up a lot around your financial, your home, paying off debt, getting on top of the task list, you know, the details of life, the duties of life, getting finances sort of organized and consolidated, and feeling resilient, really feeling like you're bouncing back from what might have been a kind of a pressing or really hard bit of time. And now you're really kind of bouncing back, and resilience really is one of those Sagittarian superpowers. So I feel like this is really positive for you guys over the next 7 days. Capricorns, sun, moon, and rising. Now the word is change that comes up really strong with some of these transits, and you've got nothing but change. You've got a couple of things going on. Pluto being retrograde is going to backtrack into your sign a little bit around 29 degrees. And at that same time, we're literally going to have five celestial bodies at 29 degrees, reminding us what needs to end, reminding us all where are these pieces in our life are really come to culmination, fruition, ending, transition into a new beginning. And for you guys, change, and this could be change of work, change of what you're doing, changing what you love to do. And I just feel like there's some really positive changes to your money and financial outlook as well that could come a bit unexpected, and that could come to you in a really lovely way. Just be able to manage a change, and it could really impact your nervous systems, feeling just nervous about the changes and unsettled. And I feel like try to roll with it, plan as much as you can, and let the rest leave it to chance, because you'll be okay in all of this in the end of it. Choice is the word for Aquarians. Boy, you haven't had this word in a while, and it's an ironic word because choice is the word under this Aquarian influence. Pluto going retrograde, old power struggles of the past. We might see that Roe versus Wade kind of stuff in the larger scale of the world, world sort of politics, but it's really about fighting for your rights and having your choices and fighting for choices that you deserve, you want. And it's about really making choices that best benefit you and being left in charge of your own choices and being given options and choices. So you're feeling a lot of freedom in that, and that you have the power to choose, and you're really maybe doing some of your logical discernment around some of the choices being presented to you over the next 7 days. And I feel like what's coming in, you're going to have to stick to, because once that Pluto goes direct in the fall, it's going to feel really like full steam ahead for you then. But choices are going to be presented in a big way. Pisces, Neptune, Saturn, still there. And, you know, the word that kept coming around this was higher self, and really working on your higher self, your higher spirit, trying to connect to your dreams, trying to connect spiritually, and really trying to connect soulmate wise to people around you and other even little doggies and kitties, and having really strong deja vus and soulmate connections, and really trying to be still and trying to still your nervous system to connect to the higher self and try to understand some of the choices you've made in the past, and really coming into a new idea of what you want to create, where you want to go, what sense of purpose, because the higher self really brings along that big sense of purpose. Next 7 days are pretty powerful, folks. So I'd be mindful and be present and be kind, always. You can find me at BerniceBissonPsychic.com. I have a podcast, and so my readings are normally an hour long, and I read a lot of different things. I read palms and tea leaves and crystals, and I'm an astrologer, and I kind of blend everything together when you come see me. My readings are recorded. If you like to listen in, I do have about 30 episodes or so. I have about 30 episodes or so that you can listen back to past readings and listen to my recordings. And then you get to hear from those folks, and they'll tell you everything that kind of transpired for them. And there's some pretty beautiful soul medicine stories in them, for sure. Okay, let's get to a caller. We've got Nell in Nashville, Tennessee. Nell, it's Bernice Bisson. How may I help you?
Hi, Bernice. How are you?
I am absolutely fantastic. How can I be in service to you today?
Yeah, I don't think I have any specific questions. Just maybe a message for my highest and greatest good, please.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. And thank you to Spirit for sharing that with us today. And so let's get into it a little bit. Just bring your highest, greater, and good into your mind as you would like to see it, as you'd like to perpetuate it. And I'm just going to get into bringing in all the energy, people, places, and factors around you. Okay. First thing I want to say is evening walks, long walks down the road, really holding hands with a male counterpart and walking down the road and enjoying the evening walks. So there's something about also you'll be watching what you're eating, watching, really being very diligent about the type of food, like food is medicine, food is medicine. There's a man that you seem to be healing in terms, I just see you with your arms around him, and he looks really sad or really sort of down, and you're trying to perk him up. There is maybe a recent loss in his life, also concerns around maybe a father figure. And, you know, you just got your arms around them, and you're really trying to bring some peace to them. There's also something about going to another state, you're being called maybe to go and visit people in another state. I feel like you could be called more, if you're in Tennessee, maybe more towards the West. And that I feel like this could be coming up even in June, and that there would be some travel that would bring you certainly to the West. Now, I would almost want to say it's at least 4 hours away, if not eight. That feels important. And there's also news around the Florida area that could be maybe within months, and opportunities to go down towards Florida, opportunities towards Florida, things that would pop up for you there. There is a couple of things that right away that I'm going to say maybe even in the next 7 months that is going to come up really direct around a property, a home, a house, a property, finances, the moves of people. And I feel like you could get sandwiched in that a little bit now. Like you could assist someone with their move, assist them with where they're going to move in their care. Then I feel like you could be also putting some real effort, finances, money into your own place, your own house, your own home. I feel like there's going to be some really great news about work. It's funny because I wanted to say to you now, maybe part of the goal for you will be around bringing work to home or work closer to home, working around the home. I just felt like would be a really positive piece in the next, even over the next 4 to 7 months. You could wind up event planning for special events like a wedding, like a celebration. It feels like there's something quite lovely brewing around you that you would help host, you'd help put together, which feels quite positive. There is one final piece I'll leave you with, is that there's something in terms of some legal frustrations or legal processes, paper processes, legal processes, like, you know, you could wind up having to take care of someone and realize that they didn't do their taxes, or that you would have to take over something and realize that they didn't, something wasn't completed in terms of diligence, paperwork, something about that coming up around you that I feel like even by maybe between September and November, that I feel like you're like, oh, your head's in your chin's in your hands, and you're looking at all this paperwork in front of you trying to get things sorted. And I just feel like that might be the time to bring in a helper with that. It could be an accountant, could be something about that, just to help along with this, because I feel like it could come up a bit unexpected. That's what I see coming up in the next little bit for you. And it feels like, I'm sorry, it sounds a bit mundane and a bit like a bunch of details. And your higher self is like, what is with all the details? But I feel like you might be the coordinator of other people's details for the next little while now. Okay?
Okay. This has been great. Sorry. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, my beautiful lady. Thank you so much. We'll chat again. Okay. And let's keep going. I feel like I'm on a roll. Let's keep going. I feel like I got Katie in Minnesota, I believe. Katie?
Hi.
Hello, Katie. My name is Bernice Bisson. How can I be in service to you today?
Well, I guess just a general reading. Something wants me to get a reading done today.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. What's the day and month of your birthday?
March 4th.
Oh, Pisces. Oh, the higher self. We're going to bring in that Neptune-Saturn energy that's in your sign right now, Katie, and we're going to just look at what's coming up for you as my March 4th Pisces. Okay, so I believe that in the next 4 to 6 months, there is some pieces where you're going to put some boundaries in around saying no to people around money, or that you're going to be saying no to people and putting some really clear boundaries in. And I feel like don't take anyone's chip on their shoulder personally. I feel like you might be in the next month to 4 months kind of like, that's it, not doing it anymore. That's it. You're putting in a clear boundary. And I feel like whatever pushback you might get, not to worry. I feel like there is a strong presence of a man who passed, like a father figure, or older male that passed, and that there's something about a bit of a rift in family, or that there could be, you know, you and another lady, like a sister, people coming together. There's something that even in May, where people could be coming together, it feels like a happy event. There is the care of a lady that shows up around this or around the family. I feel like May, between this now, May, and in the next year, there's something really important about you might be in a position of support or having to support someone around their care appointments or attendance to those things. The other thing that comes up is that there is two different, now I know you're kind of in the middle of the country. There's invitations to the lakes, I imagine the Great Lakes, or you'd be heading to the Great Lakes. I feel like that could show up within the next 3 months. And then there's something about having an opportunity to head to the West Coast. And the West Coast would show up, and the mountainous range West Coast, I feel like would show up certainly within 9 months, maybe a year at the most. That feels really important coming around the turn. There is some really good news in terms of two things. One is, I almost feel like whatever is going on with this lady, health and healthcare, that could even be around you a little bit, Katie, that you could feel the stress of healthcare or feel the stress of someone's healthcare. I feel like there's some really solid plans coming forward, if they didn't recently, that would really come forward last August to this August, some sort of decisions, moves, changes. And I feel like it feels like some good outcomes. I also feel like there's going to be, I feel like you're going to hear, there's like three young people, I guess that's too broad, but two and one, I'm going to say that we're going to hear the news of a baby showing up or a pregnancy showing up in the family, that we're going to hear about it maybe by the summer of 25. But between this summer, 24, the summer of 25, there is news and something quite lovely showing up among the girls. And I feel like young women, the girls, some news around a pregnancy that feels like maybe that this was very good news or wanted or anticipated. And that could go along with, I know, I just feels like it's quite a celebration or feel celebratory. I do think that there will be something important about maybe even I'm going to sound a little kooky, but I'll say it anyway, some group travel that could bring you to that coastline, or a group trip, or maybe unless they're there. If they're there, then I'll accept that as the group trip. But it seems to be showing up. Now, I can't all be roses, because I do want to go to something about conflict around finances or conflict that might show up around who has what, how things are worked out, the working out of finances, money, or something about that. There could be a bit of conflict. Now, it's interesting, because I don't know that it's about you directly, because the one thing Pisces don't really engage in is the conflict. What they tend to engage in is the peacekeeping, or that the mediating, or trying to mediate or moderate people around them. You could find that a bit stressful, Katie. like it just comes at you, you know? And you're like, I was just trying to have dinner with people. Not,
Yes, exactly.
Now, I do say, now I'm going to go back to the young people because I wanted to go two and one through like two and young, three young. I mean, there is something about someone really relocating, and it could come from an opportunity with work, their education, training, work, and that they wind up relocating. And it feels like a young adult around you. And there's something really quite good news about this that could even be showing up in the next, you know, 8 months or so. And I feel like unless they're already out of state, you could be going down to see them. Something really quite lovely about opportunities showing up for a young adult around you, being able to relocate, move, work, something quite positive. There is, I don't know the context of this, but, two things. I feel like there's going to be a point for you, Katie, to be off work and then something about a return to work, return to earned income off work. Return to earned income that I don't know. I feel like there is some really tremendous news about this. Now, it's not directly to you. It's literally right around you that I feel like you could be hearing something really quite positive within. I feel like in June, by the end of June, June 28th, around the end of June, you're going to be hearing some really good news around someone's employment, their income, off work, back to work, or new job, new work. And it feels like something quite positive. I feel like the last piece I'll sort of leave you with, is the getting pulled into conflict. You know, there's a young man, who has a big chip on his shoulder. And I feel like that there could be some conflict or something that comes up around this young man. Now, young man meaning a man younger than you, I guess. And something about a real chip on someone's shoulder. And I feel like sometimes all we could do is observe. Sometimes all we can do is give advice. Sometimes all we could do is try to be there. I do feel like you could be tested a bit around some of this family stuff that could be going on, but I want you to stick to your guns. I want you to stick to your, I want you to stick to your, your resolve on things, because I feel like you might be the glue, having to be really solid, having to be really logical, having to tell people, even if they should already know, you're going to have to tell them again. You know, I just have to be really sort of reinforcing, persevering, reinforcing. And I feel like you're going to get your way, or that things are going to work out better than you imagined in all of these situations that I just talked about. I feel like they're going to work out better, but you really got to stick to your truth and things or your own, because I feel like sometimes that's the piece that could sideswipe you, or that has sideswiped you a little bit. Well, thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Lots of love and blessings to you and your family.
Thank you.
Now, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for joining me on Psychic Tuesdays. I'm back every Tuesday here on A1R Psychic Radio with my beautiful friends. And you can find me at BerniceBissonPsychic.com. Stay safe, stay warm, and we will see you in 7 days.